Our tour of the Garden District starts at the corner of St. Charles and Jackson Avenue. Once the separate town of Lafayette, it was created not by Creoles, but by Americans who moved here after the 1803 Louisiana Purchase. There was a natural friction between these new arrivals and the Creoles who lived in the already overcrowded French Quarter. This was intensified by differences in religion, language, and societal traditions. Largely because of this, an American sector was established across Canal Street from the French Quarter in what is now the Central Business District. The wide boundary of Canal Street that separated the two areas was described as the neutral ground. To this day, New Orleanians still refer to the median in the middle of any street as the neutral ground. By 1740, the lots in the subdivided Libidé Plantation provided ideal building sites with silt-enriched soil, and the area was soon known as the Garden District. The ever more prosperous businessmen continued to move upriver. The homes they built reflect their wealth. They also reflect the cultural clash of the Americans with the Creoles by incorporating architectural styles and forms found in other American colonies, but previously unused in Louisiana. There is both a basic and an extended version of the Garden District walking tour. The basic tour covers 15 blocks. The longer tour covers 25 blocks, including the home where the President of the Confederacy died. Both tours end at Lafayette Cemetery No. 1 on Washington Avenue, one block from the St. Charles streetcar line. When you stop at a tour point, I will provide you with information and then direct you to the next stop on the tour. Please pause your audio player at the end of each tour segment and restart when you've reached the next tour stop. Repeat this process throughout the tour, taking as long as you desire to explore this beautiful section of New Orleans.